You should follow my lead?
Oh, I shall follow your lead, wingman.
What?
Rogue leader.
I don't want to be
a rogue. I'm a wingman.
I want to be a corporate leader. I'm an entrepreneur of the skies. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm Andres Korn.
And welcome to the Liku Studios Freeware Game Review, Episode 16, Binary Zoo.
I thought the giraffe was having revenge.
It's like a giraffe, a rhino, and a hippopotamus. His lyrics are bottomless.
And this zoo is very angry.
And colorful.
This is not a zoo you want to take your kids to. In fact, it is quite opposite from a zoo. There are no cages. The humans are in cages.
Man goes in cage.
Cages are brightly colored.
Shark is in water.
Okay, well, why don't we start out, but what's this podcast about?
What we're doing this time is, instead of just reviewing, like, one game that's kind of cool, we're going to review four games by the same...
three games and one tech demo.
Yes. I call it a game,
the tech demo was very... fun to play, but
yeah, I like.
Let's be serious. It was a tech demo,
and you can actually see which game.
Yeah, and it was a tech demo for the games, the other games.
Well, one in particular. But anyway, we're talking about three games and a demo from the same developer called Binary Zoo, and their website is binaryzoo.com.
It's all one person.
No, it's like three or four guys. Like, I know they have one guy doing the music and probably two guys programming.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the subject of music, all the games do have good music on them.
They're very...
in them, not on them.
No, this on them. They stack. It's like Legos.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. But,
but we can go back to that later.
Right. We'll start... we're gonna cover one game at a time, and, all of these games... are very simple. I wouldn't exactly call them casual games, but they're very simple games. You just pick them up and go. They're mm-hmm. good to kill 5 minutes.
And you can kill more time if you want to.
Yeah. It's what we call around here the beer and peanuts style of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's start with Mono.
Yes. And this is the tech demo we were talking about.
And not the disease. Mono is... the website describes it as part Asteroids, part Robotron, part Paint Shop Pro.
Mm-hmm. That definitely sums it up.
It's you're a white ship on a black background, and colored balls in the primary... red, green, and blue are not primary colors.
Or not?
No, because green is a secondary color. That'd be red, blue, and yellow are primary colors.
They are.
This has been Color Lessons with Nick and Anders. We'll put up show notes in the podcast.
Just put up a primary color sheet.
Right. Let's try this again. You start out as a white ship on a black background.
You're a black ship, actually.
Well, you can actually change it. There's an option that says, like, would you like to start on a white background or a black background?
Uh-huh.
But, and then these colored balls, red, green, and blue colored balls come in, and red, green, and blue are a big theme with this developer, because three out of the four games, that's pretty much all there is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a lie. Two out of the four games, that's all there is. Uh-huh. And just the logo, that's all there is. Anyway... and as you can shoot at the colored balls, and as you do, they sort of break into smaller balls, and then smaller and smaller, and eventually the small ones just sort of explode when you shoot them, and they leave a splotch of color on the background. And the idea of this game is you're trying to paint as much of the background colorful as you can. I got up to 68% covered. Anders, how far did you get?
I got up to 52.
Yeah. So it's very simple. As you go, sometimes enemies will drop power-ups. There's the star power-up, which...
basically, is your health also in the game. When you hit, you lose a star power-up, so you move... your health is basically counted by... or
the level of your gun.
Yeah.
Because as you pick up star power-ups, you get more and more... basically, like, you start firing a single bullet in rapid fire, then you get, like, two bullets in rapid fire, then the three bullets spread, and then it just sort of... sometimes it doesn't upgrade so much as just, like,
the sprite
changes.
Yeah.
Like, I went from having, you know... four spreading out shots to one even faster shot. So I wouldn't call that an upgrade, but
I would even say that some of the guns are even better than the ones you get later. But yeah. By that point of the game, you're just firing all the time.
Yeah, it really just sort of like goes from like, oh, hey, look, there's a ball. Let me color it. Ooh, colors, to, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, everything is colorful. Why is this happening to me?
And it gets more of a dodging game also. Because the enemies will start to shoot back at you.
Yeah, and then just more enemies come on the screen at a time, and with the background getting more colorful, and like the background starts to pulse in time with the action and the music. And it just becomes a very trippy sort of, I don't know what's going on, I think that guy's a lizard, have you seen Jesus kind of game.
Oh, that. I mean, if you're able to paint something actual coherent, please send us a picture of it. Like, all I got was just, like, there was colors on the thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you're supposed to get, is, like, colors, and then when, like, if you explode all three colored balls in the same area, it'll turn white on the background. Or black, I guess, if you're the other way around. But, it's just very kind of fast, fun, cute, and but it really is no more than a tech demo. I mean, there's really not much to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
But this game is a tech demo for one of the other games that they do have on there.
And so I guess we'll just move right along to that. The game, which it was built into quite clearly, is called Echoes. And Echoes is, well, it's pretty much the same thing. But they've upgraded it. They've given you basically the game is an upgraded version of Asteroids, where it's the same thing. Things come in, like, things float in from off the screen, you shoot them, they break into smaller bits until it's gone. But what they've done is they upgraded the graphics, they've given a much more, almost sort of like neon sign style. There's no extra power-ups, but the, it's still only just upgrade your gun and gives you bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
But they've added new types of enemies. There's one who will, like, veer away from you and bounce off the walls. There's a snake that will chase you, and that's all I was able to see, but that's because this game is, again, kind of hard.
Yeah, it is, and I only got... You get far in your first time, but you're like, oh, wow, I want to play that again after even you die.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, it's... They also given it a few more game modes, which you have to unlock... In Echoes, you have to unlock... you have to, like, get halfway through the game before you get to play the second game mode, which I wasn't able to get that far, but that's because I only learned about and started playing this game, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's another way to waste time. It's a bit more... has a bit more replay value than Mono does. I think because that's another one. They put an online scoreboard that you can submit your scores to. And also just it's a bit more... Not as psychedelic tech demo trip, but, like, here's an actual game. Go for the high score, not just look at it.
Yeah, I definitely would say that.
Yeah.
So what's the next game on our list?
The next game is interesting, because they started with Mono, and then they moved on to a game called Duo, mm-hmm. which is quite appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, the first two games were, or the first game and its demo, were arena shooter kind of games, which I may have just completely made this phrase up myself, but this is to speak of games like...
Asteroid-like.
Asteroids, or Smash TV, or... Any sort of thing where it's one screen and enemies come onto the screen and you have to shoot them because they will be attacking you or just overwhelming you, and you just basically have to shoot in order to survive and see how long you can go. There's a lot of games like this. I'm sure we'll cover more in the future because they're one of my favorite kinds of games. But
and they're definitely a game that, in the freeware market, are well represented.
Yeah, because sometimes there's not always that much to go into them. Duo is a... It's still a shooter game of sorts, but it's actually got some interesting play mechanics to it.
Well, the one thing that adds to it is basically it's kind of like a rail shooter in that you can only move on a line on the screen, and this line will change each level.
Yeah. Well, imagine if you're playing Space Invaders, but instead of being at the bottom of the screen, you're in the middle of the screen going back and forth, and... Enemies will come at you from both directions, and you can shoot in both directions. Although, that does change on certain levels.
Yeah, sometimes you will just be only shooting on the bottom, or just from one side of the screen.
Yeah, but basically, you're in the middle of the screen, you can go left and right, and you have to shoot in both directions. And
well, firing always fires in both directions, but you have two different guns, one that goes one direction and one that goes the other.
Right, and when you shoot, enemies are, again, red, green, and blue circles. And purple ones, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then each color has, like, a different behavior to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, red ones will bounce...
Just come and fuck you up. They're just, like, aiming right for you. The blue ones, they just Green doesn't even know what it's doing on the map. It's just floating in and out.
Yeah. Well, that's basically, like, what it is. Like green ones will, like, come through the entire playfield and just warp around the backside. Red ones will bounce off the sidewalls, and then blue ones will bounce off the middle. Red's got taste for blood. Yeah.
This actually was... They were actually blue. You know, just got blood all over it.
The blue ones that went bad. When you destroy enemies, they'll drop power-ups. And it's... Again, this is a... I kind of like how they do this, but your gun is your health system, basically. So... as enemies drop gun power-ups, your gun upgrades, and you basically have another hit until you die. But what it does is, since you have a gun on each side, if you collect a gun power-up on the top side, it will upgrade the gun for the top side, but not the gun for the bottom side. So you need to start collecting power-ups on both sides.
But there comes an even different cat. Cat is in game.
Cat is a great game. Cat is kind of like Pong.
One of the things that adds a lot of complexity, I guess, to the game is that you can switch what gun faces which direction. So if you have a lot of enemies on one side of the rail, you can like switch between like one side of your gun will probably have a more of like a spread shot fire, while the other one probably has more of a centered fire. You can switch between the two.
Right. And if you right-click, you will rotate your guns, so that way you'll be firing in the opposite direction, which can be useful in certain situations.
So a big part of this game is that you have to worry about, or you have to consider what's going on both sides of the rail.
Right. Because not every level is just, you know, different orders of which enemies are thrown at you. Sometimes it'll change the very mechanics of the game on you. Sometimes you can move... the rail in the middle, you can move it up and down as well as moving side to side. Sometimes you're locked at the bottom and you can only shoot with one gun at a time, shooting up.
And sometimes you can even, like, move across, or move around, like, from move off the left side, appear on the right side. Sometimes the left and the right side are blocked.
Right. Sometimes it just changes the shape of the fields. It'll change, like, colors of the lines so that enemies will behave even differently, but still based on the enemy's normal movement pattern. Mm-hmm. So... they change the situation of the game, and then you have to just sort of adapt to it. And so it's actually really fun. I've put a lot of time into that for about a week a while ago. Just because it's fun and it's pretty addictive.
It definitely has a long life time, or a half-life, I guess,
yeah,
for a freeware game.
It also, I think it has, it's one of those games where it's like 99 or 100 levels until you win, and then they actually have like a continue. So you put in, like, your initials, and it'll be like, okay, this is your profile. You made it this far last time. Would you like to continue from there? And it'll keep track of what stage you were on, how much health you had, where your guns were. The cat is really confused.
I know. What's that cat doing?
I don't know.
What is that cat looking at?
I think the cat's looking at the wires from the microphone.
Cat, this is not a mouse for eating.
This is a microphone for eating. Okay, fine.
Love you, cat. Okay, well, we were just talking about how this game, you have to consider both sides. Like, you'll have to consider two parts of the game, or two fields of the game. And this, I think they took and made it into their last game we're talking about.
The last game, well, I mean, they even took the name. Because the game we were just talking about is Duo. The last game we're going to talk about is Duo Tris.
Which... at its basis, it's just a very simple Tetris game, but you're basically playing two at the same time.
Yes, Duo Tris is a game which will punish players who do not have two brains. Because imagine you're playing... how do we describe this?
It's just a very... and it's just a very basic puzzle game. Line up three to make them... line up three similar color blocks to make them go away.
Right. Because, you know, a single block will drop from the top of the screen, you can move it left and right and speed drop it, and it's just a game of placement. So you have to place the blocks so that, you know, when at least three are touching, they will explode and all the block stacks on top of them will fall. And you can combo and do chains and all that such. However, the game becomes extremely challenging when you realize that not only are blocks dropping from the top, but they're dropping from the bottom. And you're essentially playing... two games of this at once. But it's not completely symmetrical because the colors of the blocks on each side will change. So it's... basically. It's kind of designed to hurt the player.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get used to it. And the big thing is that you can also switch between... If a red is falling from the top and the blue is falling, I guess, from the bottom upwards, you can switch from red to blue.
Right. Because they're all just blocks, so rotating and such doesn't matter. But you can switch which side the color is on.
Mm-hmm. But if you move left on the top, the block on the bottom moves left. And basically, when one side goes past its little line, you're dead.
Yeah, so you have to make sure you keep both sides under overflowing.
And you can't, so you have to... I found that I would just keep on going back and forth between one side, just focusing on one for a minute and then focusing on the other. But I guess good player is going to focus on both at the same time.
Yeah. When I was playing, I was trying to just, like, keep both sides down, in which case you can kind of just alternate, like, which side you're focusing on each time, each drop. But then if I was trying to, like, set up a combo, I would spend about 4 or 5 blocks focusing on the top screen. And then I would go, oh man, the bottom screen is about to die. And then I'd have to switch and focus on that.
Now, if this has been hard enough, I mean, this game has the, you know, power-ups, a power-up block, like destroy all this color, destroy this row, destroy this column. But there are also some, like, power-down blocks that really mess you up. Like, super fast, and of course, one that just makes all the colors just go away.
Right. It actually puts it, the entire game to grayscale, so you cannot differentiate between the blocks.
And that's really...
It's brutal!
Like, I'll just find myself going, like, I'm just going to put all these blocks on this other side of the board.
Yeah.
Just so I'm not messing up what I'm doing.
And I'm really surprised that just holding the quick drop button actually works for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because the power-ups, if they're not instant, there's a couple of power-ups that will last for a few turns. And it's long enough to get in your way, but not long enough to just destroy you completely.
No, it's not like it's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And but like, it's still a little annoying. But, it's a power down.
Yeah, because, I mean, what is it? It's remove colors from the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't switch the sides for the blocks that you're coloring.
Oh, yeah, that's also annoying.
It'll reverse the left and right direction, which isn't really that bad, but it's just like, why would you do that? That's just like if there's going to be a straw to break your back, that's going to be, like, the guy who counts your change wrong. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I would also think, I mean, just as a side note, I think a good one, I don't think this has it, if, you know, it made everything go 90 degrees.
What, it just rotated everything?
Yeah, for a couple seconds.
That would be really weird.
And or then, they and just flip top and bottom. I think that would also really mix you up. But I'm just looking at other ways
options,
to mess
yeah.
you up.
Which, that'd be cute.
It would be.
I wonder if they would, like, make a what do you call it, an update to this game to do that.
Maybe.
But yeah, so, it's, I like it, but I'm really just a fan of puzzle games like that.
I had fun playing it, but I was not very good at it.
Yeah, but and I also like it because it makes me think of Cookies and Cream for the PS2, because you remember that game.
I know the game, but I don't see your connection.
Because it's Cookies and Cream. You had it was kind of the same thing. It was you were essentially playing one game, but you had to play two games at
yeah.
once because you know. What you did
oh, yeah.
What you did on one side of the game influenced what was happening on the other side. So you couldn't just focus on one side. You had to play both games at once.
Yeah, I was getting confused with a different game.
Yeah, it's just that Cookies and Cream was a sort of platforming puzzle game where this is just like
a
block-dropping puzzle game. Which, I love drop-blocking, block-rocking beats. That's what song's going to be at the end of this, block-rocking beats.
Okay.
I don't know what to put at the start, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
Tetris Remix?
Maybe. I don't know. This is all very tangential to the games.
It is.
It's like we were saying. These games are... They're very beer and peanuts. They're good to have around if you want to, like, you know... Like, on a... They're like coffee break games or just to have around and you want something to do, waste a little time. You're bored in class. Although we completely advocate paying attention in class, I guess.
I do, at least.
He does. I now do, since I almost failed out. But, and that was with Tetris 2. But, again, this is tangential. So I'll put links to their website and to the individual games.
And certainly do visit
what?
The website.
Right. I'll put
not
a...
us. So no, you can definitely visit us.
I mean, we'll challenge you, I guess, if we can play some Action Quake.
Maybe, but...
But yeah, I'll put links to their website up in the show notes. there's really nothing else to link to for these games, because they're... It's one developer. There's like no mod community or anything like that. So, but like I said, they're good to have around, and
definitely visit their website. They've got some other things, you know, their blog or their that is fun to read.
Yeah, well,
they don't call it a blog. They call it a...
they call it a bog because it's not as interesting and it smells kind of peculiar. I guess, I don't know. This is all we have to say. Our website, of course, as always, is elitekustudios.net. We got emails. I don't know. I guess that's it. And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye. Right, by right-clicking, you rotate, so that way you can answer the phone. I'll be right back.
Cat, be gone!
Hello. Hi.
Huh?
I was going to. You want me to do that right now?
Nope, that's it. Corn? Okay.
Edit that out.
Why?
No one wants 5 minutes of us just ordering a pizza.
This has been How to Order a Pizza with Anders and Nick. I'll put show notes in the podcast and...
let's put in something that you can see where we stopped talking about.
Three, two, one.